We've got one from each of those categories today to talk about.
Excellent. Where do we start?
Well, let's start with the one I hadn't been back to in a long time. That's Louis Gino's in Heathrow, up in Lake Mary. I think it was 1995 when I was there last. Long time ago. Any restaurant that can last that long, there must be a reason. So I decided to go back. I think it'll be another 12 years before I go again. It just...
Really?
Yeah. I went as a single diner. And the waiter just was not happy to have a table taken by a single person. Now, keep in mind that I was the only person in this entire section of the restaurant, so it really shouldn't have mattered. But he just was not happy that I was there. I think my presence there ruined his evening. I know his ruined mine. And the food just wasn't enough that I would put up with that kind of service. Veal piccata that was passable. Served on angel hair pasta, which just really isn't the right pasta for a veal piccata. A cannoli that was too hard and crusty for dessert and just not enough reason to go back. So bye-bye Louis Gino's for me.
Where was the next visit?
Let's go to someplace a little bit happier.
Okay.
Here's another place that I have not been to in a long time that has changed a little bit. Hemingway's at the Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress. I had not been a big fan of Hemingway's in the past. It just never seemed to rise to the prices that they were charging. Mm. I always liked the atmosphere. It reminds you of a fine Key West home.
What was your experience this time?
Very good. I was just so pleased with the quality of the food. The chef, Kenneth Duran, is doing some terrific things. Had a wonderful crab cake full of lump crab meat. Terrific. Just, I could go have another one. They did a lobster dish that I thought was just very creative. Again, we're pulling in angel hair pasta. But what they did with it is they fashioned it so that it had the shape of a lobster body. And the lobster meat had been prepared outside the shell, obviously, and then put over this. So you looked like you were having a whole lobster, but just having the lobster meat and the pasta. It was just so creative and just full of wonderful flavors. Very, very good. And one more, Maxine's on Shine. We were there not too long ago as Shine Neighborhood Kitchen. I came up with a whole list of different names that I've been to at this place in the last 20 years, and no one can make a go of it here. Well, one of the reasons is that it doesn't really have a great kitchen because this was an old grocery store, a little neighborhood grocery store. I think they finally have gotten the right formula here. It's just a comfortable place to go, whether you want to just go have a glass of wine, whether you want to go have an appetizer, or if you want a full meal. They have entertainment almost every night. Every Thursday, they have someone from the Orlando Philharmonic come in and play solo.
Wow.
And so the night I was there, there was a cellist, and it was just so lovely to sit there and listen to those dulcet tones and eat some really good food. The kitchen, for its limitations, is turning out some pretty good stuff.
Fantastic. What did you have?
We had a duo of steaks. One was a filet, and one was a swordfish steak. I'd give the nod, I think, to the swordfish. Nice, firm piece of fish. Just simple, grilled, a little butter. Love it.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.